Hello, thank you. I'm Kath, I'm the Chief Executive of the Festival Fringe Society here in Edinburgh. I'd like to welcome you all to Fringe Central, which is our participants' centre for the festival. As you all know, the Fringe is the largest arts festival in the world and is entirely open access. The Fringe Society that I run exists to support, encourage and advise participants in the festival, but doesn't decide who should or shouldn't take part. If you have an idea, if you can muster the resources, creative and financial, no one will stop you from taking part or say what you can or can't do. As the head of an essentially non-interventionist organisation, it seems a little bit incongruous for me to be talking to you today, but I just wanted to quickly touch on why I think the Fringe is an important part of this conversation. We were talking yesterday about artist development and career development and how those are different things. And I think there's no doubt that the Fringe is important for both of them. In terms of career development, the Fringe, together with the International Festival and the other festivals taking place in this city at this time, act as a magnet for the creative minds of the entire world. In August, literally hundreds of UK and international media and hundreds of international and UK arts buyers, if you like, flocked to Edinburgh looking to discover talent and to buy work or to find new artists, performers, directors, writers to work with in the future. And the platform that this provides for artists is incredibly important. I'm a bit croaky, sorry. From an artist development viewpoint, taking advantage of the opportunities that this provides whilst having to stage your best work, often in constrained circumstances, temporary spaces, limited rehearsal and get-in time, making the most of the networking possibilities at the same time as experiencing the incredible breadth and variety of performances on offer, can be an incredibly powerful part of an artist's development and can hone skills, I think, and not just the skills of those on stage, but the skills of the creative backstage and producing teams as well. The non-curated, open-access nature of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe allows artists to develop work at their own pace and to take risks. Although the fact that most companies producing work here are not supported can make this an arduous journey for a company, but it does allow artists and companies to develop work and ideas and to determine and realise those ideas and develop new ways of working. Initiatives such as the Free Fringe and the Forest Fringe give artists and companies space to work in different ways, to be experimental and, as I said, to take risks. This lends an important dimension to the work that's on offer here, both for the arts buyers and media and also for the audiences in Edinburgh. Rubbing up against generations of creative artists in Edinburgh from all around the world allows artists to benchmark themselves against their peers, to make connections and develop relationships that they will continue to develop throughout their careers, and also to experience a range of work, from brand new work on the Fringe to large-scale mature companies on the International Festival and everything in between. It's this critical mass of creativity, this risk soup, as Faith said the other day, that makes Edinburgh Festivals an essential part of an artist's development. Nowhere in the world is there such an important international platform for UK work or such a powerful UK platform for international work. I hope you enjoy the rest of the session today and that you will immerse yourself in the rest of these great festivals. Thank you.